Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing and finishing off the first parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Today we are learning parak Aleph Mishnah Ches and parak Aleph Mishnah Tes. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed the question of krovim, or relatives, testifying in general, but more specifically when it comes to testifying about the new moon. And now we're going to continue in that line of discussion in Parak Aleph Mishnah Ches, as we discuss various people who are disqualified to testify about the new moon, and are actually disqualified in general to come to Beis Din and testify. The Torah tells us in Parshas Mishpatim, Al Toshes Yadchim Rachel Yos Aid Hamas, that you can't go together with a wicked person to be a false witness. The Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin learns from this pasuk that a wicked, evil person and someone who's a thief are usher, or apostle, are disqualified to testify on a Torah level in Beis Din. And we're going to discuss exactly who are these wicked people, who are people that are disqualified from testifying in court. It says, the Mishnah, Elu hein apsulim, these are the people disqualified to testify in general and about the new moon. Hamasachik bekuvia, someone who plays dice. What exactly does that mean? One who gambles does so thinking that he's going to win, and he does not fully consider the possibility that he will potentially lose. And therefore, as the bartender points out, his commitment to pay in the event of loss was not really made with a full intent. This is a form of asmachta, which literally means a commitment to pay a certain amount of money that was made without actually expecting that he would have to fulfill that and actually pay the money that he has to pay. And a smacht is not legally binding. Therefore, a gambler who collects his winnings is committing a form of thievery, of stealing, and the Chacham therefore disqualified him from testifying. Continuing in the Mishnah, who else is not allowed to be a witness? Umalvei beribis, those who lend money with interest. The Torah forbids charging interest on a loan to a fellow Jew. Again, you lend someone money, $10, you're not allowed to charge them $12. You have to actually only take back the $10 that you lent them. And therefore, one who collects interest is taking another person's money also illegally, which is a form of thievery, of stealing. However, and as in the previous situation, he is disqualified only on a midrabanan level from giving testimony. He is not usher and puzzle on a daraisa level because the borrower voluntarily agreed to pay him, to give him the money, and didn't have to take the money by force. So the only time that it's your puzzle on a daraisa level is when you're literally stealing by force. Continuing in the Mishnah, Mafri Chayonim, those who raise pigeons for money, he too is the type of gambler because he's betting money on which pigeon is going to finish first. V'sochare b'shvias, those who do business with the produce of the Shemitah year. The Torah teaches us in Sefer Vayikra that the produce of the seventh year of the Shemitah year shall be yours to eat. It's hefker, meaning it's yours to eat. You can eat it, but you can't sell it. And a person is therefore forbidden to trade in crops that grew during the Shemitah year. Vavadim, and the Mishnah concludes with the non-Jewish slaves. A non-Jewish slave also is biblically disqualified from testifying, as the Gemara tells us in Maseches Bava Kamma, based on Psukim that the Bar Tanura quotes over here. Now the Mishnah concludes with a particular rule. Ksa klal, this is the rule. Kol edu sheina isha kisheirla, af hein einon kisheirla. That any testimony for which a woman is not allowed to testify, whether it comes to be the new moon or really any other area of halacha, they too are not allowed to be testifying. But any testimony for which a woman is allowed to give, whether it be really any case which we refer to as Eid Echad, Ne'aman B'Isurin, any time you just require one person, so that could be a woman, that could be these people as well. For example, even a situation where when it comes to kashrus, you want to know is something kosher or not, so you don't need two Eidim for that, you don't need two witnesses, you just any Isser. You can rely on the woman, you can rely on these people as well. The example given here is if it's a situation where a woman's testifying that a man has died, therefore allowing his wife to remarry, there too, we allow a woman to testify as well. Finishing off the parak with parak Aleph, Mishnah Tes, as the Mishnah is now going to give examples of the halacha that we learned in Mishnah Dalet and Mishnah Hay, that witnesses are allowed to violate Shabbos to testify about the new moon. It says the Mishnah, Mishnah Rasa, Chobdash Ve'inu Yachol, Halich Molichin, Oso Alachamor, If someone saw the new moon on a Friday evening, but he can't go to the Beis Din because of his weak or his poor health, so others are allowed to lead him on a donkey, even though this violates the prohibition of mechamer. You can't lead a loaded animal on Shabbos, as the Gemara described in Maseches Shabbos, but here you would be allowed to because you are doing it to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. Afilu b'mita, furthermore, says the Mishnah, if the witness is so weak or sick to ride on a donkey, that you can even carry him on a bed. If they are afraid that an enemy is going to hurt them and ambush them, they can take sticks or other weapons with them to defend themselves. If the distance to Yerushalayim is far, they can take food with them as well, even if there's carrying involved and so on and so forth. These are the halachas based on the rule that for the journey of a night and a day, you're allowed to violate Shabbos and go out to give testimony about the new moon. Shneamar, as the pasuk tells us, Elam Ode Hashem, Asher Tikru Osam, Bim Mo Adam, as the Torah tells us in Sefer Vayikra, these are the Yamim Tovim of Hashem, which you shall declare in their fixed, appropriate time. The pasuk is coming to teach us that we require the Beis Din to make sure that the Yamim Tovim fall at their appropriate time, even if Shabbos has to be violated for that particular purpose. Quick review, Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches taught us the types of people that aren't allowed to testify about the new moon or any other similar type of testimony. Someone who gambles, someone who lends ribbis, someone who races birds and pigeons for money, those who do business with the produce of the Shemitah year, and non-Jewish slaves. And the Mishnah concluded with the rule that any situation, any time when there's testimony that a woman is not allowed to give, so these two people, these types of people, are not allowed to give similar types of testimony. And then Perek Aleph Mishnah Tez discussed cases where a person might have to be Mechal Shabbos, might have to violate Shabbos for the purpose of testifying about the new moon. We said that if someone saw the new moon on Friday, but he's 2 weeks to go to Beis Din, so we can lead him on a donkey, you can even ride him on a bed. If he needs some sort of sticks and other weapons, because they were nervous someone's going to ambush them, you can take those as well. If it's a far distance to Yerushalayim, you can take even food with them. Ultimately, the Torah tells us that Elam Odei Hashem, as the Mishnah describes, these are the Yom Tovim of Hashem, Asher Tikru Osam Bim Mo Adam. You must call them and establish them at their appropriate time, and therefore that requires a person even to violate Shabbos when necessary in order to establish Rosh Chodesh, which ultimately allows us to establish the other Yom Tovim as well. Have a great day.